from 2009 until the spring of this year, we had what all the politicians and the media referred to as a recovery. And what happened over those 2 years, we now know, was no recovery at all. Here's what happened. The federal government poured a stupefying amount of money into this economy to try to prevent a complete unraveling and collapse.
Professor Rick Wolf is referring to a document released by the Bloomberg Financial News Service on Monday detailing how the Federal Reserve secretly bailed out the largest U.S. banks with $1.2 trillion in 2008-2009 at low interest and low collateral. This information, which received little attention in the media, continues Professor Wolf, shows a disturbing side of the Obama administration.
Nothing comparable was done for people losing their homes through foreclosure. Nothing comparable was provided to small businesses that were falling apart and still are. This was a program of the government serving first and foremost the biggest banks.
And what did the banks, insurance companies, and large corporations, which had created the 2007 crisis, do with this new capital borrowed from the public?
They used their money that they got from the government to rush back into the stock market, since they are the major players. So the stock market also recovered. Everyone else in the United States was bypassed. There's been no effective reduction of unemployment. There will be more people foreclosed out of their homes during 2011 than at any previous time in this crisis. Real wages, that is what you can afford to buy with your wages, are actually now going down.
And now there is a talk of a double dip recession. But how does this connect with the budget deficit? Well, for over a century, the federal government, which cannot politically raise taxes and has steadily lowered taxes on the rich, has been borrowing year after year and created a national debt now closing in on $15 trillion.
The Civil War, World War I, World War II, those were the big zooming up of American debt. And the reason to look is not far. If you're fighting a war, you want all your people to fight the war. One of the ways you get people less excited about a war is if they have to pay for it. So the way governments handle this is they don't tax people. They just spend the money by borrowing it.
Professor Wolf says that in the 1930s, the left and the unions were so powerful that President Roosevelt had to convince the wealthy to give up their power. Upper income bracket tax after World War II was 94% and has since dropped to 35%. And
the United States government embarked on a policy which really has no better name than undoing the New Deal, Social Security, unemployment insurance, and many other programs. And the government does that by taxing corporations and the rich disproportionately to raise the money to help the mass of people. The last 40, 50 years have been a massive movement of the burden of federal taxes from corporations to individuals, and from the richest individuals to all of you.
But as people have less and less money, they can no longer shoulder an increasing tax burden, and the deficit will eventually ruin the country unless defense spending is drastically reduced or the rich pay more taxes. But he says the political class lacks any courage.
The government this year is spending $3.5 trillion and taking in $2. The difference is $1,500 billion. That's how much we're adding to the national debt. And the great debate between the Republicans and the Democrats was $30 billion cut or $60 billion cut. The debate was irrelevant. It was theater for the elections. It had nothing to do with the economic reality.
For the WBI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.